Before a small crowd at the St. George Community Center, Wes Kuhn says Fish and Wildlife is ready to take responsibility for its actions.
And I'm here to deliver the long overdue apology for the tragedies that befell the Aleut people on our watch.
Kuhn's is acting captain of a research vessel owned by Fish and Wildlife. In 1942, the agency removed St. George Islanders from their homes and sent them to internment camps following the Japanese attack on Dutch Harbor. Almost 50 of the evacuees died from sickness and starvation.
To the Aleut people interned at Hunter Bay and their descendants who continue to carry this burden, I'm sorry.
Here to receive the apology is a 78-year-old survivor.
My name is Anthony Merkulyev, born here on St. George.
Merkulyev was sent to Funter Bay as a toddler, so he doesn't remember details from the three-year internment. But he says the experience has stayed with him.
It has an effect on you when you're treated the way we were treated. It never wears off.
Still, Merkulyev says he accepts the apology. To him, the most important thing is to continue healing and keep this history alive.
The suffering that we went through, how many people we died because of the poor conditions, hopefully it'll never be repeated.
That's why Merkulyev is glad his grandniece is at the apology ceremony. Leah Lakanoff is 15, and she says the commemoration has motivated her to learn more about what her family and her people endured.
When I get home, I was going to ask my grandma about it more, and my uncle, obviously.
For now, though, Lakanoff says she's happy to watch her great-uncle Anthony as he receives an official letter of apology from Fish and Wildlife.
I saw him smile so hard that I haven't seen in a long time. I was just so happy to see him smile.
In St. George, I'm Laura Craigle.